Hello, everyone. I am Lily May, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, head over to theglamceo.com and register for my email list because I send out grants at the beginning of every month, like nearly 100 grants that you can apply for to fund your vision. So again, visit theglamceo.com to join that grant list. You can also follow me on Instagram at I Am Lily May. We have a ton of events coming up as well, so I would love to see you in person. We'll be at Essence Fest July 6th for the All White Brunch, and then in Atlanta September 28th. So I invite you to join us as a guest, a speaker, a panelist, and just stay with us as we keep it moving and grooving. So today I have Miss Amber Nicole here. Amber, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be a part of this podcast. My name is Amber Nicole. On Instagram, I'm Amber Nicole Media, and I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and that really led to my social media management journey. So yes, that's what I'm here to talk to you all about today.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what the process has been like in building a social media management company.
Yeah, so all of this happened very organically. So I started out as a blogger with my sorority. I crossed Spring 17. I also crossed Grad Chapter. And I just was looking for ways to connect the undergrad and the graduate experience. Being a younger member at the graduate level, I was in my mid to late 20s at the time. I had just graduated undergrad not that many years ago. So I really felt that I had a skill set to connect multiple ages and generations of members in my sorority. And it started out as a blog for me to be on Instagram and posting about just these anniversaries, anniversaries, chapter days, founding days, and things of that nature. As the blog grew, vendors came to me like, how much would you charge to post this tote bag? How much would you charge to post this umbrella? And I was like, wait, I can make money from this? That was never the goal. So then as I started working with different vendors, they would work with me to sell that one item or product. And then they still had struggles with kind of continuously growing on social media. They wondered, oh, how did you grow your following? How did you do that? So I started kind of organically teaching people, and that led to Amber Nicole Media and building the social media business and my IG talk show today.
Wow. So what is your favorite part about doing the IG live segments?
Yes, my favorite part about doing the IG live segments has to be sharing the stories of members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, along with our constitutionally bound brothers in Phi Beta Sigma. And we are really innovators and business leaders and industry experts. So far in my first season, I'm in my first season of doing the IG Lives in this way. I've had an Olympic swimmer, mental health counselor, real estate agent, fashion designers. Like, I've had a full diverse from all different industries just sharing their talents with us.
Wow, that is so amazing. I definitely think doing IG Live is a great strategy for any business owner to grow their business, their visibility, and to make, you know, really dynamic connections. So that's awesome that you've seen that type of, you know, success already in such a brief time. Now, what made you choose a specific sorority that you're a part of? I'm not a part of any sororities, but what made you choose, you know, the Zeta Phi Beta sorority?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So first of all, you are a supporter, and we appreciate all of our non-D9, non-Greek members. I've actually learned a lot from women in business like yourself, newer to your platform, but getting to see your journey and growth, I'm very inspired by it. So I appreciate it.
Of course.
And then secondly, why I joined my sorority. So I think I got a very great opportunity to know my sorority at different parts of the country. I'm originally from Ohio. I'm Atlanta-based now. I crossed in Florida. So getting to see women in all phases of life, throughout all different places in their journey, making a difference. Zetas are women that We are trailblazers and we're really about doing the work first and serving the community. I think in recent years, we realized that recognition comes with that, but we don't do the work to get recognized. We do the work to make an impact. So I like that my sorority leads with that mission and also faith-based. I grew up Pentecostal and I keep my Christian principles close. So being around a group of women that do serve the Lord, even though that we accept different religions and denominations, Zeta is rooted in Christian principles and foundation. And that was very important to me.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. And as I think back when I was 13, the Zeta Phi Beta sorority in my city, in my hometown, which is Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they had a pageant for young teenagers my age to just learn etiquette and things like that. And I actually won the pageant and I had a beautiful blue dress. Like, I have to find a picture and send it to you so you can see. Yeah. I had a beautiful blue dress. I won the pageant amongst the 13-year-olds. I won like a scholarship. And so I actually have experience with your sorority, you know, supporting the community. Like, I have direct experience with them supporting the community. So I absolutely love that. Just wanted to share that alignment with you.
Absolutely. That's a great story. And I would love to see the picture.
Yes, I'm going to have to find it. It's with me and my dad. I'll never forget. I was 13 years old. It was so cute. I have to find it. But how has being a woman of faith shaped your business as well?
Ooh, that's such a great question. I think some things I've learned, I had a Christian faith business coach earlier in my journey, and something she said, and I'll share it forward with you on this platform, was you really have to pray about every phase of your business. And I totally agree with that, because there's different connections, there's different opportunities to serve and shine your light in the way that God wants you to. And you can also fall into certain traps if you're not careful. So definitely stay uplifted and encouraged and pray at every phase of your business.
That is great, great advice. I just had a conversation with a friend earlier and she said, you know, she created a little space in her prayer closet with like a notebook so that she can also talk to God about her business while she's in the prayer closet. So yes, I agree with you, you know, 100%. Question, do you only work with ladies that are a part of your sorority? Like, is that your focus, or do you also take on clients outside of your sorority members?
Yes, that's a great question. I have worked with supporters as well, both men and women, because it started out with the reposting of different products. So one of my first vendors was a shoe designer, and they have no Greek affiliation. I had a t-shirt designer that had no Greek affiliation. So I have worked with both, because a lot of people would still want to tap into the D9 audience.
Gotcha. Awesome. And if you could start your business all over again from scratch, what advice would you share with yourself?
That is such a great question. I think if I could go back to the very, very beginning, mind you, I was not business minded at all. This started out as a pure blog, my pure passion to share my sorority in the journeys of various members in our constitutionally bound fraternity. I would say be intentional. I think a lot of times, because it was a blog, I was just like, oh, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it. And I'll kind of just find time to make things happen. But if I would have started that planning of monthly themes earlier and that intentionality earlier, I think I would have grown faster and made certain decisions faster in my business that would have cost me a lot of time and money saved.
That is great advice. Like, now my wheels are turning. I'm thinking, what would I tell myself if I started my business from scratch? And I think if I were to start my business all over, I would tell my younger self to keep my corporate job as the investor for my business. Because when I started my business in my mid to late 20s as well, I was very eager to just completely work for myself, right? And so I was always eager to just 100% be an entrepreneur and not work for anyone. And in hindsight, I realized, like, if I would have, you know, maintained a corporate career while building my business, then I would have had the funding to have a team early, you know, to implement certain systems and just to really build it on a stronger foundation. So I think that would be the advice I would go back and tell young Lily would be like, hey, hold on to your corporate job. Don't rush into being a full-time entrepreneur so that you can really, you know, build your business on solid ground. So tell everyone, you know, how they can connect with you, how they can work with you and follow you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So my Instagram page, a personal one, is Amber Nicole Media. The Greek page is Phi Beta Nation, and that is the larger platform where I'm doing my IG Live series and discussing certain things with members. Part of this interview and part of my own story is I'm building my own personal brand as I continue to build the members and the stories of my sorority. So those are the biggest ways on Instagram. We have Facebook pages as well. So those are the two main platforms.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm not sure how many podcast interviews you've done, but I think this is a really good one. You are so well spoken and easy to conversate with. So kudos to you, because oftentimes business owners can get a little uncomfortable, you know, during podcasts, but you were just like an A1 guest. Like,
well, thank you so much. Believe it or not, this is actually my first podcast. So I'm super, super excited to have you be at the start of this transitional point for me.
Yes, no, I love that. I love, you know, being like the launching pad for women when they are, you know, getting more visibility for their business and their personal brand. So I'm excited that this was your first podcast interview. And I must say again, you did extremely well, and no one would have ever known it was your first, because you really, you know, really articulate yourself very well and clearly as far as your journey and, you know, who you are and what your business is about. So I just had to say kudos to you for that. Is there anything else you would want listeners to know or anything else you would want to share?
That is a great question. I would say I'm doing more things in the near future. I'm getting ready for season 2. Mm-hmm. of my show, and that's going to be deeper dives into not just talking about members, but certain trends, issues, and topics that we face in the Black community. Like, I'll be working with nonprofits. That's something as well on my platform that I do that's very unique, is I work with nonprofits and I do fundraising quarterly. So I'll be working with a nonprofit that focuses on food sensitivity and allergies. Okay. And asthma, in educating our community on those issues. So I'm super excited to start that initiative. And yeah, I think that's the biggest update I have so far.
Awesome. 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 So listeners, make sure that you tap in with Amber Nicole Media on Instagram and also Phi Beta Nation. I see that Chrisette Michelle, is she an honorary Zeta?
Yeah, she's an honorary Zeta. She is.
That is so cool, because she was a speaker. She was a keynote speaker for my virtual event I hosted in 2020 during the pandemic. We did a virtual event about, I want to say, like self-love, self-care, and she was the keynote speaker. So there's another synchronicity.
Wow. Yeah, that was within the last year. So she's newer to our sorority, but has been famous for a while. Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, again, you all definitely connect with Amber Nicole Media if you need social media support, social media management, or you are a Zeta and you're looking to connect. Maybe you can be on her IG Live show. I love, you know, bringing different women to this podcast that have different types of businesses and journeys, so that we can not just inspire others, but we can actually connect and work together. So thank you so much, Amber, for being a guest today, for sure. And again, y'all, if this is your first time tuned in, head over to my site, theglamceo.com, and join the email list so that you can tap into the grant opportunities that I send out every single month at the beginning of the month, or follow me on Instagram at I Am Lily May. And thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast.